Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachos of Shehiyah, maintaining food on the flame on Shabbos. So in the Gemara on Shabbos, there's a heter called Kedera Chaisa, which means a raw Kedera. That even though we spoke out that according to Hananya, and you're not allowed to keep anything on a flame unless it's already half cooked before Shabbos, or according to Chum, it has to be fully cooked and being mitzdamik v'raloi, getting worse. That's the only thing they're allowed to keep something on a flame without a blech. But there's a new heter, that if something is raw right before Shabbos, then I'm allowed to keep it on the flame, even though I don't cover the flame, even without garva katan. What's the reason? Because since it's raw, and it won't be ready till tomorrow morning anyway, therefore a person's mesiach das, he's not going to come to Shema Yechata, he's not going to come raise the flame and make the flame bigger, because he knows anyway it's not going to cook tonight. It'll be till tomorrow. By tomorrow morning will go by itself, I don't have to help it out. And therefore, there's no issa shehiyah if you put something raw right before Shabbos. That's the heter of Kedera Chaisa. But the Paiskim already speak out, the Magavon already speaks out, this whole heter is only if the food won't be ready tonight. But if it's a food that cooks quickly and will be ready for the Friday night Suda, so then there is no heter of Kedera Chaisa, because there's still a chash, maybe it'll come to try to make the flame higher, because it could be ready tonight. If it can't be ready until tomorrow morning, you don't care about it, you may say it last, but if it's ready tonight, then I might do something. So therefore the Magen Avraham says, if the food cooks quickly, then there's no heter of Kedera Chaisa. So the Paiskei Zmanenu come and say that the way our appliances work, our pots and crack pots, that they work much better than those days. It works much quicker. We have ovens and we have crack pots. Those things cook in a few hours. So there shouldn't be a heter of Kedera Chaisa anymore, because if I put something raw right before Shabbos, in 2 hours it'll be cooked. So it will be cooked for the Suda Friday night. It will be fully cooked already then, or at least edible to eat. And therefore, there might be a chash, shema yavoi lechatas, maybe it'll come to raise the flame. And therefore, you will need a blech, even by Kedera Chaisa. That's what the Pesach Zmanenu say. And they have another svara as well. Because Kedera Chaisa is only a heter if right when Shabbos starts, it's raw. But let's say you put it on a half hour before Shabbos, before Shkia. So then in that half hour, already gets partially cooked. It gets partially cooked, and there's Issa Shehiyah. The whole heter of Kedera Chaisa, only if it's raw, by the beginning of Shabbos. Now, how do you measure the beginning of Shabbos? L'chari from Shkia. And a lot of times, you're putting on that Kedera Chaisa, you know, 20 minutes before. By the time Shabbos reaches Shabbos, it's already partially cooked, and you do have an Isser of Shehiyah. You do have that Isser of maintaining food on a flame without covering the flame. Therefore, it's Kamat Nanageya, the heter of Kedera Chaisa. The only way Nanageya is, if you put something in right by Shkia, and it's a type of crock pot that cooks very slow, it's on a low number, and it will not be ready for another 5 hours until late at night or tomorrow morning, then it'll be a heter and you won't need a blech, and you'll be able to do shi'iyah even without garaf akotim in a case where it's raw by the beginning of Shabbos and it won't be cooked for the Friday night meal.